July 5, Object of the Oracles. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119, 130. The light and understanding which God's word imparts is not designed merely or chiefly to promote intellectual culture. For an object higher than any earthly or temporal good were the holy oracles committed unto man. We see therein revealed the great plan of human redemption, the means devised to free mankind from the power of Satan. We see Christ, the captain of our salvation, meeting the prince of darkness in open battle and single-handed obtaining the victory in our behalf. We learn, too, that by this victory was opened to us a door of hope, a source of strength, and that we may, as faithful soldiers, fight our own battles with the wily foe and conquer in the name of Jesus. The power of darkness must be met by every soul. The young as well as the old will be assailed, and all should understand the nature of the great controversy between Christ and Satan, and should realize that it concerns themselves. It is not enough to have an intellectual knowledge of the truth. There must be an entrance of the Word into the heart. It must be set home by the power of the Holy Spirit. The will must be brought into harmony with its requirements. Not only the intellect, but the heart and conscience must concur in the acceptance of the truth. The entrance of God's Word gives understanding to the simple, those who are taught in the wisdom of the world. The Holy Spirit brings the saving truths of the Scriptures within the comprehension of all who desire to know and do the will of God. Uneducated minds are unable to grasp the most sublime and soul-stirring themes that can engage the attention of men, themes that will be the study and song of the redeemed through all eternity. It is the knowledge which God's Word supplies and which can be found nowhere else that we need above every other. We want to know what to do in this our day to escape the snares of Satan and to win the crown of glory.